Let's talk about political news. Some Republicans view Senator Arlen Specter's high-profile switch to the Democratic Party last week as a huge blow. Others are saying it's good riddance to bad rubbish. The senator's move is just the latest in a series of blows for Republicans who are trying to stay relevant in Washington. Now, you got party leadership being overshadowed by media figures like Rush Limbaugh, fighting over message, cries from some party moderates that they're being pushed out by hardliners. That's a lot of issues to deal with. New Hampshire's Charlie Bass spent 12 years in Congress before losing his seat in 2006, and we've got him on the line to talk about what Republicans need to do to rebuild and maintain a broad appeal to the American public. Thanks for joining us, and let's talk straight off about what's happened to the Republican Party. What do you think's been evolving over the past few years?
Well, you know, as we commemorate the passing of Jack Kemp, over the weekend, he was the father of the concept that taxes could be reduced and the budget would actually, revenues would increase and the economy would be stronger. But Jack Kemp was not known, frankly, as a candidate, a social crusader. Now the Republican Party is a party that really appeals to the South and to the East and the Southwest and those parts of the country where social values are important projections in government, and it's creating a lot of discord in the party. Arlen Specter's switch to the Democratic Party is not about philosophy. It's about politics and winning the primary in Pennsylvania. It's always been hard for moderate Republicans or Democrats to win primaries in states. When I ran in 1994, that was the most difficult election I had, the primary, because of the fact that the extremes in both parties generally tend to vote in primaries. So Arlen Specter's defection to the Democrats, frankly, doesn't really change the pattern of voting in the Senate, even though you have one more Democratic senator.
I do want to talk just briefly more about Jack Kemp. I got a chance to do some political analysis with him back when I worked at CNN in 1996. He was a true gentleman and a pleasure to work with. Now, in a 96 campaign rally, then vice presidential nominee Kemp gave the Republican Party a new nickname.
To our friendly critics, this is not the grand old party anymore. After San Diego, after Colin Powell and Christy Todd Whitman and Bob Dole and Jack Kemp, this is the Grand Opportunity Party for America in 1996.
So what happened to that opportunity?
Well, I mean, the Republicans in 1994 took over at a point where President Clinton and the Democrats were foundering on issues that really were out of step with the American people. And Ronald Reagan and later others, frankly, Newt Gingrich was one of them, talked about issues that independent voters were attracted to: reform of the Congress, term limits, balanced budgets, lower deficits, and so forth. That message was lost when the Republican over time when the Republicans were in power. Conversely, the Democrats, despite the fact that they were led by very liberal individuals, moved their message to the center very, very expertly and capitalized on certain issues that Republicans had, scandal and so forth, in order to take over. Now the Republicans are trying to seek their sort of center of gravity again, and that's what this controversy is all about. The pendulum of politics swings back and forth. At present, it's on the Democratic side. The Republicans are trying to figure out where they're headed. But it'll turn, and the pendulum will swing the other way.
Well, you know, that's a point that Senator Specter made himself. He had this to say on Meet the Press.
The Republican Party has gone far to the right since I joined it under Reagan's big tent. When I came to the Senate, you had a room full of moderate Republicans, Hines and Weicker and Stafford and Chafee and Danforth and on and on. And in recent times, I have diverged materially from the Republican line.
So, former Congressman Charlie Bass, let me just ask you directly. The Republican Party, is in this incremental shift, but I'm wondering if it's a quid pro quo here. Basically, looking at that number 60, Specter basically went to the Democrats and said, "Hey, we can reform the court. We can do all kinds of things here." All of a sudden, Souter announces his retirement. The number 60 seems to be magic here.
There's a difference between Franken beating Coleman and entering the Senate, and Arlen Specter changing parties. We know what Arlen Specter's voting record is. He's been a Republican for 30 years. He's a moderate Republican, but he's a Republican. He may change his position on card check. He may not. But the fact is that the impact on the legislative side of Arlen Specter being a Republican, a Democrat, or a Specterist is not going to make much difference. He's going to be the same. He will not change materially his record.
No, you said that on the legislative side, but it could have a huge impact on the court.
That's true. But then again, Arlen Specter is the same person he was before he switched. He would still be voting either for or against Supreme Court nominees based upon his own standards. I think the votes are there anyway for Obama's choice for the Supreme Court, as long as that individual obviously doesn't have what I would call non-judicial issues of sorts. And Specter will address the nominee issue as a Democrat the same as he would as a Republican, in my opinion. I think that Specter's switch to the Democratic Party was solely based on the fact that he wants to stay in the Senate, and he knew he couldn't win the primary next year. And the rest of the issues, and he's admitted it publicly, as we all know, are secondary.
Congressman, thanks so much. And we've been speaking with New Hampshire's Charlie Bass, who was a congressman from New Hampshire.